Welcome back to Orion's From the Battlefield to the Boardroom podcast. Our guest today is Andrew Manglickbot, a transitioning Army officer who recently attended an Orion hiring conference. Andrew and I talk about his upcoming transition, advice for fellow job seekers, and his personal motto, proper preparation prevents poor performance. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for a future podcast, please send me an email at podcast@oriontalent.com.
Hey, Andrew, it's great to talk to you today.
It's awesome to talk to you, too.
I've heard fantastic things about you from our Northeast recruiting team that's been working with you, and they had the pleasure of meeting you at our Distinguished Candidate Conference in Philadelphia earlier this month. So they came to me and said, hey, he would be great for a podcast, so I'm looking forward to chatting with you.
Oh, I appreciate the compliments, and not entirely sure what I did, but thank you.
No problem. So before we get started, why don't you go ahead and just tell me a little bit about yourself and about your background?
Sure. So I graduated from the United States Military Academy in 2012 and commissioned as an armor officer. Today I'm an armor captain here at Fort Carson, Colorado, and looking to transition out in about 4 to 5 months into a position within the fields of operation management or supply chain logistics that we discussed with Orion.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your decision to transition out of the military, because I know when you get to that point, you're kind of faced, you're at a fork in the road, and you kind of decide, okay, what do I want to do from here? Do I want to continue on in the military or pursue a civilian career path? So when did you make the decision about what you wanted to do, and what were some of the key factors for you in making that decision?
Sure. The way you actually just explained it were the three paradigms that I kind of looked at life, military, civilian, and personal. Military, you know, I think at least from my perspective, I measured on whether or not I've accomplished everything that I wanted in the military and if I've, you know, rightfully served our country well enough to be able to make a, you know, a change in my life. Civilian-wise, I looked at, you know, where I was in comparison to people of my the same age, the same demographic, the same you know, education level and whatnot, and seeing where I measured there, I was able to understand where I would be situated if I were to go into a job and finding a different career. So looking at it civilian wise, I just wanted to make sure that I was well equipped. Prior to actually making any type of strong decision or, you know, important decision like this. And then finally, I looked at my life personally, you know, and that personally, I mean, you know, with my family, my friend, and the my significant other, my girlfriend. And that value was actually just based off of my emotional standpoint. So, you know, I felt that I'd like to, you know, start a family and be there for a lot of the firsts for, you know, my future family and whatnot. So that was a bit hard because I know we all go into the military knowing that, you know, we are here to sacrifice and serve others. At some point of time, I mean, you really have to make that final decision on whether or not this is best for you and those that depend on you for the rest of your life. So that's kind of how I made my decision on transitioning out. Eventually. So.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's a great answer. So when do you think you made that decision? Was it something that you decided, you know, several months ago, or has it been a recent decision?
Oh, you definitely, I have a lot of family members that are in the military, and their advice was to definitely know by about a year out, because it does take about that much to really develop and hone in on the skills that you've found in the military, as well as you know, getting everything in the right spot or in the right position for you to really attack the direction that you really want to go in. So I'd say while I was probably at the end of one of my tours, I started to, you know, think a little bit more, less about, you know, the military and what it has to offer, and then honestly what everything else has to offer in order to help the people that I care.
I think that's great advice too from your family. I mean, that's one of the things that we always tell our military job seekers is just when you do decide that you want to transition, start as early as you can because there are so many opportunities out there for you. You may as well educate yourself on what those are well in advance. And it sounds like I think you mentioned that you were seeking a career in operations. So it's just so much easier when you know early on and you don't have to go to a first interview or a hiring conference or whatever the case may be and still be very, very undecided.
Right, and definitely it's a sensitive topic as well as, you know, it does require a decision. You know, you definitely have to commit to a decision and go forth with it because once you start second guessing yourself, it just becomes a battle, an internal battle on whether or not, and it's just a stressor that may not even be necessary if you know, just make the decision whether you want to stay or go. If you see yourself, my cousin actually told me, if you see yourself as a colonel or at least a major, then yes. If you look in the mirror and you see that, then yes, and you can make it. But if you have any doubt or if you have any insecurities about whether or not that's even what you want to do in life, I mean, honestly, that's when you start thinking about different options.
It's great. It sounds like you've got a lot of people in your life that have either been through a similar situation or at least have, you know, dad, uncle, someone, because you have so many family members that were in the military. So that's great that you have so many people that are like-minded and can help you out with the decisions that you have to make.
Yeah, it's definitely having a mentor is essentially what I've come across a lot of times, and a mentor to me is somebody that you want to become in the future, and if you see somebody that you want to become and you know you like enjoy their values and enjoy their culture and stuff like that, I mean, those are people that you need to hang on to and seek mentorship and coaching in order to build towards something that you enjoy. But if you don't, then it becomes an uphill battle. Honestly, you start to fight with yourself as well as the people around you that you may not even enjoy, you know, the work that you're doing sometimes. So, finding yourself a mentor, a coach, somebody that you really like to emulate is very important because it gives you a template to what you can become.
Yes, I think that's great advice for not only any transitioning military members looking for a civilian career, but for anybody. That's definitely very, very good life advice. So
yeah.
We talked a little bit about some of your drivers that led to your transition. So now, what about now that you're looking at your career search and you're still a few months out, what would you say is your main driver in the career search?
Well, something that's actually been pretty interesting that I've come to realize as I've, you know, interviewed as well as talked to other organizations was the creative capacity that a person has in their position. In the military, we have a lot of doctrine. They're very structured and whatnot. And it already has the answers pretty much, and you just kind of build off of there. One driver for me is how much creative capacity do I have? Not necessarily control or autonomy or anything like that. Like, just how much will my ideas be recognized or you know, actually valued in an organization? So when I look for like a supply chain management, I see that there are things that can be improved in the situation, and it's only to benefit everyone. And that's the kind of things that I look for. It's like, where can I make an impact in either the organization or the effects of the organization has on the rest of the community. You know, whether that be recycling and improving the process of recycling, lessening the money for a certain organization and improving the optimization of the recycling process. But I look for those things because they're challenging. You know, not saying that the military is challenging, but it's a very refined and a very very developed organization that you just continuously refine the same thing over and over again. So maybe getting more into the technical side and whatnot to develop a better system in my mind.
Yeah, I think that's great. And it's interesting that you're talking about it and kind of having the motivation to make a difference. I think we see that a lot of times with our military candidates and with some hiring managers that maybe don't have a lot of experience with hiring former military. Maybe sometimes they think that because the military is so structured and, you know, there's a process for everything, they think that someone who's transitioning maybe doesn't have that drive to go and try to find new ways to do things because they're just kind of used to doing things the way that they've been told to. And that's one of the biggest stereotypes that we try to dispel with any of our client companies, is that that really is not the mindset of a veteran. You really are getting, you know, quick on your feet, thinking outside the box. That really is the type of mentality that you're getting, not just do what I'm told.
Definitely. I mean, we, not tooting my own horn, but, you know, every military officer or NCO or soldier, they all have these, you know, unique experiences that are, you know, few and far between in the rest of the world, or the rest of the nation at least. And you're right, you know, they bring a certain twist to the mix, that perspective that's unheard of from the masses. And we bring it with our experience to exemplify how it's been implemented, and then we restructure it to a point where it's, you know, within the guidelines of the organization, but still making it, you know, either a profitable or drastic change that can really improve the organization as a whole. So, yeah, you know, it's definitely something cool to think about.
It's definitely, it's a different mindset, and it just adds to the overall diversity of the company's culture. So I think that's something that's really important that we always try to stress to our companies as well. So how did you end up connecting with Orion? Had you heard about us through some of, you know, your networks in the military, or how did that come about?
Actually, you know, just seeking, actually I got it from my cousin. He actually works for, what is it, Otis, the elevator company in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he had worked with you all. He didn't actually get to pick anything, but in any case, he said that you guys were a great organization to you know, develop a direction in which, you know, to find your career and whatnot. And so I took a chance, I took his advice, you know, and I reached out to you all, and was quickly, very very quickly paired up with somebody that would help me one-on-one and definitely assure you know, success at the upcoming events.
Great. Well, I know that Orion is obviously the best military recruiting firm out there, but I also know that we're not the only one. So have you worked with any other military recruiting firms?
I have. I started on Bradley Morse. I actually went to one of their just open meetings that was held in Colorado Springs, and, you know, just listened in and connected with them as well. So yes.
Got it. Has the experience working with Orion been any different compared to the other recruiting firms?
Yes, actually. So I think Orion had a bit more interactive in developing opportunities compared to the organizations that I've been with, in the sense that, you know, working with my recruiter, Nora, she's pretty awesome. She's taken the time. She's made sure, you know, she slots some time for me to actually develop some of the skills that I have today. And I think also something that was you know, very humbling was that she was very she was straight to the point. You know, she didn't you know sugarcoat it or anything like that. It's like, oh, you're doing great. No, she looked to improve me, even though I thought that I had a pretty good baseline, but there's definitely a ground to cover that she saw that I didn't, and that's essentially what I was what I want, you know, is I want to be able to cover my blind spots, you know, and the conversations that we've had and the consistent communication has been pretty stellar in my opinion, and also I'd say, you know, the website that that you guys have, the video examples and the simple questions that you provided actually help build a template to the star format that I use. You know, some of the questions that they asked, I try to formulate how my examples could fit in to these different questions, which was very helpful, and also the video examples were very helpful in maybe developing new examples and spur new ideas that I totally forgot, because a lot of times we don't write everything down, you know. So those two things, the recruiter as well as the resource, the web resource, was a great you know, chance for me to improve what I've already established.
Yeah, and that's really great to hear all of that. I mean, Nora is awesome. She's great to work with, and I know that she's a great resource for our candidates as well. And one thing that you mentioned that I think is interesting is you said that using the STAR format and the different resources that we provided will sometimes even help you think of things that you forgot about, because we actually did a podcast several weeks ago with one of our vice presidents of recruiting, and he was saying one of the big pieces of advice he always gives to candidates when they're about to interview is to research yourself. And when someone says that, it sounds kind of counterintuitive, because you're like, research myself, I already know about myself. But there are so many things that you don't think about that you think, oh, well, maybe this isn't that big of a deal, or maybe you just completely forgot about it in general. So having those resources there to kind of bring those things back to the forefront and give you those good examples to use in an interview is key, and it's something that you really wouldn't have if you were not working with a recruiter or if you didn't have access to those resources. So definitely something I would think would be good to have for a job seeker.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right, and honestly, I do appreciate it.
Well, yeah, very good to hear. Well, I know a lot of candidates wonder about the value of attending a hiring conference. And sometimes they'll think, well, it sounds like any other job fair, so, you know, what value am I really going to get out of it? So I wanted to ask you what you thought about attending a conference now that you've been to one, and any advice that you would share with others that are transitioning that are looking to go to a conference as well.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that I always, you know, hold pretty close to almost everything that I do is, so I always say the little mantra of the phrase is like, proper preparation prevents poor performance. So I call them the 5 P's, and they you know, prepare yourself for what's going to come, because you already know what's going to come. You're going to talk to people, so you need to work on your conversational skills. You're going to hand them your resume, or you're going to have your resume with you at some point in time. You're going to, so, you know, you got to work on your resume, making sure that it's well-read as well as, you know, reviewed by a lot of other people that have essentially fruit on the tree, you know, that have done this before, or that have been in a successful business or whatnot. And then finally, you know, practicing your networking skills, you know, like developing those icebreakers, not making it awkward, and it's not we don't polish our skills to be perfect. It's so that we sound natural, so we sound confident about our self-awareness or who we are. So practicing those STAR format, you know, conversations to a point that you're confident is very important, because once it becomes comfortable, it sounds more natural, and the more and more you practice, the more and more it'll sound a lot more natural in the process. So when you go to these things and people ask you, so tell me a little about yourself, you can go right into the idea of, you know, from high school to college through your career, to understanding, you know, to helping them understand that you know who you are, and, you know, you're very interested in presenting it to them. So in that sense, that'd be something that I would do before the conference, and while at the conference, be open. Don't let your pride or any internal setbacks that you may think is a weakness prevent you from reaching your dreams. You know, this is a sprint, and you definitely need to go in there and be like, I'm gonna do this. You know, leave doubt in the hotel room and come out to the conference area and talk confidently about yourself, and you know, be enjoyable, be happy that you're there, because this is a great opportunity that most people don't ever get to do. And continue to network. You know, your network is what's gonna strengthen your abilities and your possibilities in the future. So continue to talk to people and let them know who you are.
I think that's all great advice. Did you find that you were more comfortable or maybe more nervous than you thought you would be, or was it about what you had thought?
I think I was, after doing the first, I did a conference with Bradley Morris, kind of got, you know, dust the cobwebs off and understanding who mm-hmm. I was. And also, you know, conducting the interview, prep interviews with Nora, and then doing a little legwork on my own. And honestly, I took it a little step further. You know, I even started talking to other people about what I was doing, like introductory. It's like, I'm actually transitioning out. And then it starts a conversation. So what are you going to do? And then from there, you know, you become more confident in what you want to do. It's like, I want to go into operations management and make a change in an organization, or I want to go into supply chain logistics and assure that the processes are in the right place by implementing the information and knowledge that I've gained throughout the military. You know, it's taking that extra step because it's worth it. You know, that mm-hmm. a lot of people don't take that extra step because they're like, I'm good. Yeah, you may need that extra step just in case, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I think confidence, like you mentioned, is key, because it's natural to be nervous. I mean, I think anyone's a little bit nervous in an interview type setting, but when you're confident in the skills that you're bringing to the table and you're confident in what you know you want to do, that takes the edge off a little bit and makes it so that even if you're a little bit nervous, you can still go into the interview and really sell yourself.
Yeah, and I think what helped the most, honestly, was me talking to other candidates and realizing that they're in the same boat, you know, developing that relationship to understand that, yeah, we're all nervous. Well, we'll just do it together, you know, or we'll make it through, you know. So everyone's suffering the same way in some shape or form. They may be nervous, but it's up to you to be confident when the time comes.
That's really great advice. And I think another thing that is really great about the conference setting is you do have that sense of camaraderie. So you don't feel like you're in it alone. You know that there's that sense of community and other people that are going through it. And then also, especially with the Distinguished Candidate Conferences, there's usually some type of mixer or happy hour with the company so that you get to talk to them in a more casual, relaxed setting. And so it kind of breaks down some of those barriers and makes it a lot more relaxing from what I've seen. So I think that's another great aspect about the conferences.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, the icebreaker thing at the very end of the first day, I definitely found that a very casual and comfortable place where we all could just kind of talk, get to know the people that we'll be interviewing with or are a part of the organization that we look to interview with, and develop that first impression that we're not robots, that we're not, you know, the certain connotation that the rest of the world has of us when we transition out of the military, that we're not flexible, that we're not creative, that we'll be stuck in our old ways and traditional. No. We're regular people. We're just seeking a different opportunity that will, you know, hopefully bring fulfillment.
Yeah, for sure. You're spot on with that. So, anything else that you've learned as you've worked through the transition process that was different than maybe what you had expected before you began?
I'd say, trust in your recruiters to uncover the potential because that you have, because sometimes we just don't see it. So continue to reach out and take advantage of the assistance and the opportunity that Orion provides, so that you can be the best, honestly, candidate. When you get out there and actually start making your rounds and developing relationships with these different organizations. So through my experience, very unexpected with Nora and how she is, she like definitely was a go-getter as well as a lot of help. It definitely it really just depends on how you take it, Are you a person that can take constructive criticism? Because that's what's coming. And it's only for you to benefit. So to set your pride aside, and definitely take in the information and the wealth building knowledge that you guys provide.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you really do have to, going back to the confidence, you have to have confidence that you know what you're doing. The advice that the recruiters are providing you is only because you're kind of going into uncharted territory. So they're just trying to help you out with a completely different perspective and side of things that you've not been exposed to before. So the more of an open mind you can have and be open and willing to hear all of that advice, the better off you'll be.
Definitely.
Any other advice that you would share with anybody else that's in your shoes or anyone who's maybe you a year ago that's just beginning to think about transitioning?
Sure. So I'd say that, what's great about this opportunity is that there's unlimited potential to do great things. If you put your mind to it, and do the work and actually prepare yourself in the right way, there's a lot of great things that you can make out of it. And but the other side of that coin is that because there's uncapped potential on the upside, there's also very uncapped potential at the downside. You can continue to falter and stuff like that, and it's up to you to make a decision on whether or not you want to be bitter or better. So and a lot of it has to do with your self-awareness and how you want the rest of your life to be. So when you make that decision, be confident about the decision, stick to it, and push through the storm and find that golden ticket.
Very good. Well, you shared a lot of great advice with me and with our listeners today. So after talking to you, I can say I know why Nora and the other recruiters were very impressed. So I know you'll go on to do great things in the future, and I hope that you keep us posted. I know Nora will know, but we'd love to check back in with you and see how things are going later down the road.
Yeah, definitely. I'd look forward to that.
Well, thank you very much. It was great talking to you, and let us know if there's anything else we can do, but we look forward to seeing where your career takes you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you all for everything. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yes. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. Bye.